Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. Dr. Hall's not with me today, but he's sponsoring it. He's a Nobel Prize nominated doctor. I'm excited about my guest today. It's Shannon Wallace from Diara from Detroit on BET. How are you, Shannon? And man, you have an interesting role playing in this show. And it starts out where I feel you when it comes to online dating. How are you?
I'm amazing, man. I'm great. Yeah, this is it's a timely piece here that we got here. We got to adjust to the world, the dating world that we have now, and the dangers of it. We don't really know people, or you don't know them until you know them.
You don't know them till you know them with the online dating. And thank God I have a girlfriend now, a steady girlfriend, and I don't have to do that dating app thing. I could write a book on it, man, of doing it for about 6 months to 7 months. It was crazy. It was nuts. And this is just your character jumps right into that kind of situation, right? Because you get the main character, Diara, she literally just got out of a divorce, right? And that's when women are in a phase like, okay, I'm just going to go have fun. And your character's like, hey, this is hitting off. And tell us what kind of, give us a little bit of the premise of your character and how it throws everything off right off the bat.
Yes. So the show centers around Diara Brooklyn, who's a teacher who's newly divorced, and she wants to get back out on the dating circuit. And like everyone has to nowadays, you jump on Tinder. She matches with this guy, Chris. They go on this beautiful date. An hour-long dinner turns into an eight-hour trip and escapade, and they have the time of their lives. Next day, she wakes up, and he's gone. She texts him, and she gets another response. So she feels like she's been ghosted. But the series throughout eight episodes where we're following her trying to find out what happened to him. And what may have happened is instead of being ghosted, he may actually be missing. And it kind of uncovers this 30-year-old cold case from the city of Detroit about a kid who went missing in a mall. And she feels like Chris may be that kid. So he was missing then and he's missing now.
Oh my goodness. Wow. And then that it goes back to the underworld in Detroit. And when I watched the trailer, I want to watch the show. That's for sure. And I think it's interesting, funny at the same time. And just again, what original programming on BET is able to bring to the table is real life. Nothing like this thing where, hey, this truly is happening. Look at me telling you about my horror stories on the dating app world. I was the Facebook app, man. I never went Tinder. I went Facebook dating app. I guess I would say it's a good one. Oh, good. I'm Zuckerberg. Yeah. Where's my check? I want my check, Zuckerberg. But bottom line, because it's free too. But you get your that name, you disappear, and you can't tell us if you do reappear. And that's going to be what everyone needs to check out the eight episodes. But it's got to be really cool to have where everyone is going to be thinking about you throughout the season. You know what I mean? You put yourself out there, right? And now everyone's going to say, where is he? And then all they'll be talking about watching the season is you.
Yeah, that was the beauty of it for me, excuse me, in reading the scripts every week. When we film television, we don't get the scripts ahead of time. We get them week by week. As we shoot them, we get them. So I'm learning and I'm uncovering the mystery as we're filming. So for me, I didn't know what happened to him. Or I didn't know who he was or what happened. So I'm uncovering it as we go. And that was the most enjoyable. And I learned so much from that exercise from an actor's standpoint. Because I have to be flexible enough to continue to tell this story as it develops and as it unfolds. And the way that I show up in the show is very unique. And it's an homage to that old film noir style of narrative storytelling that we used to have in like the Humphrey Bogart days, like the Maltese Falcon. It feels like that. So for me, being the center of it and not necessarily being the center of it was super unique. And it was an exercise for me. And I think it worked. Hopefully we'll find out tomorrow when it releases.
Yeah. And you've been waiting, right? And then you have all these other projects coming up too. You got to feel great about where your career is going again. And Divorce in Black is going to be coming out. And that's Tyler Perry. And I guess working with Tyler Perry, it's got to be a pure joy, isn't it? Working with him.
It is, man. It is. It was on my bucket list going in to start. I was like, I need to run through there real quick and see what that's about. I heard a lot of great things. And in doing it, it was definitely challenging. I hadn't been pushed like that before. He works very fast. We shot a film. We shot Divorce in the Black in 6 days. And we did it in a way that didn't sacrifice quality at all. So he pushed us all to be sharp, to be ready, to be on time, and to be flexible enough to play. And we did it, and it felt great. Hopefully,
how is his work ethic, bro?
Later this year.
How is his work ethic?
His work ethic.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen anything like it up close. I'm not even kidding you. Tyler is a savant. He is a genius. I remember we were filming a scene. It's a lot of choreography, a lot of moving pieces, and there's background. And background has a cue to enter on a certain line. So we do it once. He's looking at the playback, and he's giving everybody notes, and he gives the background girl the note and says, hey, you came a word early.
Wow.
It's like that level of specificity was insane to me, because I'm like, out of everything, that's what you noted, that she was one word early. That's Tyler Perry. He sees everything. He has it in his head. He knows exactly what he wants, and he knows how to get it. It's very interesting and inspiring.
And it's inspiring if you watch his documentary. I watched it on Amazon, and it inspired me to go even deeper in my career. I have my own marketing agency. I have my successful show. I said, what the heck? I'm a former pro wrestler. I'm going to go back in the ring, and I'm going to get a documentary made. And I'm working on that now. Yeah. I have a movie I'm in negotiations with to do with the Road Warriors, the late Road Warriors with Chris Mulkey. All these things came up. I said, if Tyler Perry can do it, I can do it. And that's the kind of inspiring guy he is, man. So when you do see Tyler, say some radio host, podcaster, TV guy, really just truly sees watching that documentary, I can do it too. And that's how he motivates
people. We have the same, that's what he does. We have the same 24 hours. He says that all the time. But when you see how efficiently he uses his, it's inspiring. Like that's what I took away. That's my main takeaway, is I have Tyler Perry as a friend, a mentor, and a resource at this point in my career.
That's
as someone that I've seen do it from the beginning. I've seen him do it, so I know it's possible.
March 21st, tomorrow. Diarra from Detroit on BET, and check out Shannon Wallace as he is going to be hated or loved. We will find out. Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
All right. Take care, man. Okay. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. We want to thank Dr. Christopher Hall for sponsoring this. Again, he is a Nobel Prize nominated doctor. He is an emergency room physician and also a best-selling author. You got to check out all of his work on the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. Guys, take care.